Item number eight.
From the interim director, Department of Health and Human Services, providing notice of Sports Authority Award recommendations and requesting authorization for the fiscal agent to distribute the funds.
Supervisor Harris?
Oh, I move approval.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
I was actually going to that, but thank you.
All right. Supervisor Biddle?
Question for you. And I had a conversation with our analyst before committee about this, just the history of the program. But in your opinion, the way that it's structured with the Jewish Family Services being a fiscal agent, has that been beneficial for the program and for the county? Has the relationship been good? Are they efficient in their task? Is, you know.
As you can see, you know, there's been some changes in terms of the fiscal agents over a number of years. I do think that this is our first year in terms of our relationship. Last year, there was an actual funding. I do think that the funding for the program is needed. I think that it assists a variety of agencies for a small amount of money. They do a number of great things. I think we'll just have to get more experience with them in terms of the fiscal agent. They have agreed to do this, as you can see, for not a lot of administrative funding in terms of the pass-through. But really, I think the Sports Authority Board, you know, really is the one that receives the proposals, kind of makes the recommendations and allocations. We've used this model in a number of other situations. So I think, you know, at this point, I think it's working. I think we need more experience, you know, as we move forward, you know, to see how this relationship is going to work.
Can I have one more question? My last question is, has there ever been an audit of the program to make sure that the money going to these organizations are being used for the purposes that they're requesting the money for?
You know, I don't have a good answer to that. If Mr. Moe, I don't know if there's ever been an audit, actually.
In regards to the way that the funds are distributed, they have to report back, and it's pretty exhausting reporting.
Okay.
And so you have to to submit receipts and things like that.
Okay.
And then if you don't do that for a cycle, then you are disqualified.
Okay.
Yeah, from applying again.
Okay.
So it's pretty labor intensive, as Supervisor Harris can also attest to, because we have to sit and go through all of the paperwork. So it is. I wouldn't imagine that we need an audit, although...
They bring receipts back.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah, they definitely is very well documented.
I wasn't aware of that. Thank you.
I think they're satisfied. Unless you'd like to add something.
I could add, just for purpose of information, when the delinquency division was handed over the funds to administer it to the fiscal agent, I don't know if I want to say that it was actual audit done, but there was a review done. And we found this out by looking at trying to identify the bylaws that were created when it was originally created. There was some review done. I don't want to characterize it as an actual audit, but it was looking at the structure, the governance of the program, how the funds were distributed. And so there is some report, and I don't know how many years back that goes.
Okay.
Thank you, Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I actually want to address the question you had about if Jewish Family Services is a good fiscal agent and how do we feel like that's going. To my understanding, and help correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Moe, Bill Hurd used to be either worked with Fighting Back when they were the fiscal agent or had some type of interaction with Fighting Back, it seemed like, because I know he would talk to me about it quite frequently prior to us actually getting the funding for Youth Sports Authority, which led me to actually write an amendment for the budget last year to put it in the budget for this year. And it sounds like he was a part of the Fighting Back program. I was trying to answer the question to...
Sorry.
It sounds like he... Bill Hurd already was involved in the funding with this particular funding, so once... Some kind of way, I can't recall exactly how it happened, but I guess Fighting Back either, I don't know what happened to Fighting Back, but I understand that Bill Hurd, who was a part of Fighting Back, worked with Jewish Family Community Center, and they partnered on having them as the fiscal agent.
Okay.
So it basically, the people that were involved with fighting back and this funding previously are still involved with this particular funding.
Okay.
And somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like, you know, he had some interaction with, so he knew about
Fighting Back is housed inside of Jewish Family Services. Now. When Fighting Back lost their funding and was unable to continue, actually Tasha Jenkins left.
Right.
And no one else at Fighting Back was interested in picking up where she left off.
Okay.
So then Jewish Family Services stepped in and said, we'll make you a great deal. We love the program. We want to see it continue. And so that's how they got involved. It is something that we'll need to monitor. It is a little bit more, as I was just telling Supervisor Biddle, it's a little bit more labor-intensive in my office than it ever has been in the past. And so it's something, you know, that we'll just, it's you know, and again, with the Sports Authority, we were at the Planning Council, then we were with Fighting Back, and now we're with Jewish Family Services.
Yeah.
And so, and sadly, you know, each one of those agencies, you know, the person who's been there really is just learning kind of the role, and then it gets switched to somebody else. So it has been a little bit, again, more labor-intensive than I would like, but, again, we're getting a great deal on it, and, you know, it's a work in progress, so we'll continue to monitor it and make sure that everybody's picking up where they're supposed to be. And I think it'll end up working out.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we can stay with them now. And that's the best
Thank
way
you,
to
Jamila.
Yeah, dot all your I's and cross your T's.
Thanks.
Anyways. Okay.
Thank you.
Supervisor Jersic?
I know there's been a long history. I do recall Roger Quindell talking about an audit,
quite an
being very concerned about the making sure that this was fiscally responsible. Jewish Community Services, I assume, is a 501c3 organization, and I assume the organizations here that are listed do not have their own 501c3 numbers. Is that a fair assumption?
No, they are all 501c3.
They all do.
Mm-hmm. They receive funding.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to.
But the money is funded through the one organization. I guess I'm part of my confusion is why the board is even still involved in this. I mean, this is really pretty much at this point outside money being funded through a outside organization.
No, this is
our money.
Yeah.
That's
levy. Just for Supervisor Jersic for the history, this is actually Milwaukee County Youth Sports Authority. The money does come from us. We approve it in our budget.
Yeah.
Last budget cycle, Supervisor Harris put in, was it $100,000? And so it is actually county money that's distributed through the Sports Authority via their board. Agencies come and apply for it just like you would for CDBG or anything else, and then the determination is made on who will be funded, and then we fund them. Also, as part of the Sports Authority board, there is a $10,000 set aside for youth that are in that are involved in the juvenile system somehow. So if they have a probation or parole officer, they have access to those funds. If they were to like to go out for, you know, tennis or golf or basketball or whatever, they're eligible to receive scholarships through this money.
Yeah, and it seemed, and I could, my memory might be fuzzy on this, but I thought at one point we had provided more funding, then we were down to zero.
Yes.
And you're saying that last year we did pick up
$100,000,
which I think was half of what we had. Do we know what is the percentage that Jewish Family Services charges for the handling? Do we have a percentage?
The maximum is 8%.
8%. And that's, I know that's what the park people charge as well for all the friends groups. I think that's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Is there any other comments or questions? Supervisor Harris did move approval. On that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersic.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.